Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The championship, and but it finally got over the hump. To me, I mean, I don't think Georgia's going anywhere. I'm not saying you never could put Alabama in that mix, but right now I would say the preseason favorite would be, I know it's early, but the Georgia Bulldogs again.
Oh, sure. I think so. You know, they're going to lose quite a few guys to the NFL draft, more than Alabama is, because Alabama was a little young compared to their other rosters. But
right.
Kirby Smart has been recruiting extremely well for years, you know, and it takes a while for all that talent to funnel out. And him and Saban, they keep turning over great recruiting classes. So they rarely run out of players. You know, so yeah, and Georgia, you saw it in the championship game. Their offensive line and their defensive line won that game. They dominated Alabama
without
on
a
both
doubt.
Sides of the scrimmage, and they're going to continue to be like that. And you know, that's where Kelly needs to catch up is on the offensive line in particular, because that really slipped in recent years. So you know, you would hope his Midwestern ties could get some of those players in, because that's where the linemen often are in the Midwest area.
Now, you know, Glenn, when you look at, we're speaking with Glenn Gilbo from Outkick. Glenn, when you look at it, because I know you're an experienced veteran, experienced journalist, but you kind of a virgin, and we all are, when you look at name, image, and likeness, and then the transfer portal. I mean, if you look in your crystal ball, I mean, I know it's 2022. Let's say 2024, 2025. I think you might have truly the have and the have not. Where I look at like Texas A&M, the resources they have there. I look at University of Texas, and you look at the SEC, the different programs there. But I look at USC, we possibly could come about out west. What is your take on that? Because when I look at, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't there, and I've said this a couple of times, isn't there like all of a sudden, if you're an offensive lineman and you come to Texas, you're going to be compensated? They had some $100,000 pool. Now, obviously, the quarterback or skill player would get paid more. Well, I was like, well, if I'm into the name, image, and likeness, why wouldn't I do that for the whole team? And if you just come to our university, we're going to pay you.
You've always had the rich getting richer in college football.
Under the table.
The big names with the big money. Yeah, right. Now it's just legal, so it's really not any different.
Right,
you know, it's
right.
Going to be the same schools. They're just doing it a little more legally, in addition to what they're doing illegally. So, I mean, that's never going to change, and it's really never changed. I mean, you've Alabama, Oklahoma, they've always been good for the most part. You know, Texas has always been supposed to be good, but
right.
they're not always. A&M is, you know, they – keep hearing about all this money and facilities they have, but they haven't won a national championship in,
right.
you know, 60-something years. So I don't think that's going to change. I think the name, image, and likeness makes sense. It, you know, it might need to be tweaked some, but by definition, it makes sense because it rewards the players that are really good. And that makes a lot more sense than when a few years ago everybody was saying, oh, let's pay the players. Well, you going to pay the bad players too? I can tell you some LSU players that, when they left, they probably should have owed LSU money, okay?
yeah. But right. Hey, Glenn, I know you're a good capitalist like me, and to me, hey, listen, what the market will bear. If you're a stud player, right, like when Arch Manning is going to come out, he might be a millionaire before he plays in college. But I don't know. That's the market. I mean, that's just the way it is.
But it, at least it makes sense in a capitalistic way.
Right.
The transfer portal makes no sense.
Right.
You know, everybody says it's like free agency. It's not like free agency at all, because a free agency in the NFL has rules. They have a window of free agency in March, and you have to, you know, you stay with your contract until you become a free agent. These guys are leaving before the season's over. You know, that desperately needs to be tweaked, because you got kids that are 18 making important decisions, and they're just not mature enough, and they just don't know enough yet.
Glenn, you bring up the transfer portal. You have an 18-year-old. Oh, I'm not playing right away? What?
Yeah.
I'm going somewhere else. Come on.
It's like triple ball in baseball. It's ridiculous. And the parents are very involved, because they think their son should play all the time, so they want to transfer. They need to put you got to be in school for 2 years before you can transfer, I think.
That's too much common sense, Glenn, right there.
Glenn Gilbo, SEC columnist at Outkick.com, also covers the Saints. Glenn, I want to ask you a question from a conversation Bobby and I were having on the show. Who will win a national title first at LSU? Is it going to be Brian Kelly with football, baseball coach Jay Johnson, men's hoops coach Will Wade, or women's coach Kim Mulkey?
Wow. I'm going to go with Jay Johnson, and he might win it this year. He's going to be in Omaha this year, and he's probably going to advance in Omaha, I think. Paul Mainieri left him some very good players, Dylan Cruz and Trey Morgan, to name two, and he's added some great transfers from his team and other players. They're going to be very good. But, boy, Kim Mulkey, man, she's not going to win it this year, but I would say a couple more years. I think Jay Johnson and Kim Mulkey will win one before Brian Kelly.
Whoa. And you know what, Glenn, I'm telling you what, we did not plan this. Christian and I just talking before we talked to you.
We said Jay Johnson or Kim Mulkey.
We were right on the same wavelength as you. Because, it's like common sense and where the programs are at right now.
Glenn, I do want to ask you a little LSU baseball in general. Look, I was telling Bobby, this is going to be an offensive team, and I think maybe the best 1-9 lineup in the country. You agree with that?
Well, I haven't looked at all the other teams in the country or even the big ones, but yeah, he's going to have a great offense. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons Scott Woodward hired him, is because of his offense and the way he thinks about hitting. I listened to him on your show a minute ago, and you know, you don't hear a baseball coach talking about hitting like that too often. There's a lot of pitching coaches in the SEC. And really, Skip Bertman and Paul Mainieri and Smoke, they were all kind of toward the pitching end of it. Of course, Skip changed when the bats got big and they played gorilla ball. But you know, Mainieri was always kind of defense-oriented and pitching. This is really the first coach they've had who's like all offense, you know, and that's going to be cool to watch. And that's what Woodward was thinking, because that's what the fans like. You know, if you're going to lose, at least score some runs.
Now, you know, Glenn, obviously, you know, we get texts and all that. They go, oh, you can't forget Beth Torino at LSU softball. So this is from 32-25.
Yeah. She can get up. And, you know, Will Wade's been knocking on the door, too. I mean,
yeah,
he hasn't quite had that complete team to really go far in the tournament, but he certainly continues to bring in talent.
Right.
And that could happen if, you know, unless the NCAA happens first, sanctions.
Glenn, great job as always. It's been fun. Thanks.
All right, Glenn.
Thank you, guys. Good night.
All right.
Glenn Gilbo, Outkick.com, SEC columnist. This is Sports Talk here
so
on WWL.
So, you got to be so fired up now that the expectations at LSU baseball.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.